Hello and welcome to another half booze, half self-deprecation powered episode of Dave Wright's Short Story Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Wright. As usual, if you'd like to know more about this week's episode, where it came from, inspiration, stuff like that, then stick around at the end. But for now, let's just jump into it. This week's episode is called Shapeshifter. Take the rest of the night off, John. I'm just going to have a quiet one, and I'm sure I can scrounge some leftovers. My bodyman stared at me for a beat before nodding. As you say, sir. He closed the doors, and I heard him walk down the stairs towards the rolls. I briefly thought about peeking out the stained glass windows beside the doors to watch him, to see if he still walked in an iron rod spine way even when not around me. He has been my bodyman for almost 10 years now. And I've never caught him in a chuckle, a smile, anything less than pure class. I gave up with a shrug, turned away. My shoes clipped along the marble inlay of the foyer and echoed away from me as I headed towards the cavernous kitchen at the back of the mansion. I'm sure that Mr. Andrews will have something in the fridge I can eat. That man never accepted that I don't host parties or gatherings, it's just me. He still cooks incredible amounts of food that usually ends up going to staff and their family. I don't mind, I'm not hurting for money. Besides, I don't have the heart to tell him to stop, he enjoys it too much. The fridge raided, I'm sure Andrews would despair to see the cold sausages in white bread slathered in hot sauce. It's not what a gentleman should be eating. I retire to my study, close and lock the door behind me. Once safe, I relax. I feel my skin and bones melting, shifting, flowing. I am no longer the 7-foot-tall, jawline you could crack rocks on, piercing blue eyes, and a body that would make Michelangelo drop his tools. I now look like a wax figurine that a toddler held too close to the fire, all indeterminate features and everywhere a suggestion of drooping. Sighing loudly, I collapse into my well-worn chair in front of a panel of computer monitors and begin eating. The sausages are just a hot sauce delivery mechanism. It's been almost 15 years wearing this face of Laurel Pavilion, the eccentric billionaire and tech company pioneer. I was sick of it. I was sick of the meetings, the boardrooms, the politicians all slavishly fawning for money, the incessant whining of the media about the very things they themselves were perpetuating. I've been long overdue to build another persona, but after hundreds of years, I was bored. Bored of change, bored of living. And if I was being honest with myself, it was also because I couldn't exactly remember who I was anymore. That was the thought that kept me up at nights. I've been living my life as other people. It's been so long now that I can't quite recall who I used to be. I remember growing up in France? England? Back then, during what is now called the Middle Ages, they all felt the same, really. Was I a farm boy? I was poor. Because the first time I changed, it was to take the place of a nobleman's son who had died. I think that's what it was anyway. I remember hunger. That's the strongest memory of my childhood. I couldn't picture my mother or father, but the pains of a stomach eating itself, keeping me from sleep, they were vivid and strong. I recall little of being that nobleman's son. Had I killed him? Where had he gone? That whole time was a kaleidoscope of consumption. I think I went mad there for a while. Thankfully, my new father was focused elsewhere, and took a long time to notice how different his son was. I had fled when the searching looks became a constant companion. If even one question was raised back then, it would not have ended well for me. This current society, though, meant I could live a life of luxury that you could not even dream of years ago. It was also a lot easier to amass wealth when you lived as long as I had, and looked like anyone. This insane lifestyle is fun, oh yeah, it's amazing. However, I've been yearning to be me again, to put away these flesh masks. I just don't know who that is anymore. Did it even matter? What was a French farm boy from the Middle Ages gonna do in this world? Feeling my face with my hot sauce smeared fingers, I tried to recall what I looked like. My body started to shape and flow. I couldn't picture my original face at all. It was all lost to me. When I first learned I could do this, it was an escape, a way out of the crushing poverty that ruled my life. I will readily admit, for the first 100 years or so, I was drunk on the power. I cycled through bodies whenever the fancy took me. However, I began to learn just how lonely it was. I've never met anyone else with the same powers, so no one else knew what it was like to watch your friends and loved ones grow old and die, while you disappear and become someone else, so the speculations don't become questions. To never be able to mourn their deaths, to grow old with them, and find out what the twilight of life is like. Instead, always slipping away like a ghost, leaving a hole shaped like a stranger to you now. Starting all over again. It was grotesque to feel sorry for myself while sitting in this mansion knowing that I had more wealth and power than some countries. But sorry I did feel. I mourned the death of Laurel Pavilion and sat there, thinking long into the night. Thinking, a small farm boy from France. That was Shapeshifter. I love this character. I really enjoy spending time with him. I'm not sure where he came from exactly, but I can feel flavors of The Last Vampire by Christopher Pike. That's the strongest one I get. I've thought many times about playing more in this space. The problem I find though is I don't want to continue writing him in his current timeline. I want to write his backstory of all the things he's been through for hundreds of years, which means that each time I sit down to write something, I'm stymied by the power of too much choice. He's been around for hundreds of years. Where do I start? What events would he have lived through? I don't want to write a time-traveling story where he hits all the highlights of history. It's way too boring and cliche. But then if I'm writing a self-contained vignette in, say, the 1600s, what benefit do I have of using this character instead of just writing historical fiction? I keep him in my back pocket. He's fun character to play around with and experiment. The themes of the self, of never being able to properly grieve, of ghosting from relationships, were a natural extension for this character. Like any good vampire fiction, he would not be able to grow old and stay connected with people due to his long life, so ultimately it would leave you with the choice of facing the same pain again and again, knowing what you're inevitably going to have to experience, or choosing what seems to be the easier path and never making connections in the first place. Of course, it's not easier, as shown by him yearning for the past, of not knowing who he is anymore without realizing that he requires those human connections to be able to figure out who you are. If I was to try and write him in the present timeline, it would be of one of healing, of introspection, of him learning to come to peace with who he is now. And for that, I need to do parts of his backstory. So, maybe one day. Well, that's all for this week. If you have any questions or comments, please feel free to hit me up. Don't forget, I have a Patreon if you want to throw some support my way. Find all the details on my website, davewrights.com. That's Dave, W-R-I-G-H-T-S.com. Hopefully I'll see you all next week. Cheers!